Support for this podcast comes from Eightfold.ai. Eightfold.ai delivers the talent intelligence platform, the most effective way for companies to retain top performers, upskill and reskill the workforce, recruit top talent efficiently, and reach diversity goals. Eightfold.ai's deep learning artificial intelligence platform empowers enterprises to turn talent management into a competitive advantage.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to episode 348 of the Recruiting Future podcast. Back in episode 335, I published an interview where we talked about neurodiversity in the workplace. The episode generated a lot of interest, and many organisations got in touch with me to share their stories. One that really stood out was a non-profit called The Creative Spirit, which helps create integrated employment opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. They're doing some fantastic work, and I'm delighted that their co-founder, Laurel Rossi, joins me as my guest this week. Hi, Laurel, and welcome to the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me. Nice to see you.
An absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Could you just introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Fantastic. I'm Laurel Rossi. I am the Chief Partnerships Officer at Organic at Omnicom, and I am also the very proud co-founder of Creative Spirit.
So tell us about Creative Spirit. What does it do? What's the backstory and what's the purpose?
My favorite backstory about Creative Spirit and what we do are very much related to the industry that we work in, marketing, advertising, MarTech. And I met up with a colleague at the Andy Awards judging in 2015 or 16, I think it was 15. And we started talking about something he had done in Sydney, Australia at Droga5, and that was to hire one individual with Down syndrome into the organization. And he said it changed their lives, it changed the culture of the company, et cetera. And at the time, he was aware of the fact that I had a daughter who was quite young at the time with a developmental disability. And he said, you know, you should do this in the States. You should do what I did. And so a couple years later, 2017, at Advertising Week, believe it or not, we launched Creative Spirit US, and Creative Spirit finds jobs and matches individuals with intellectual, developmental, and learning disabilities with fair wage integrated employment at the best companies in the world. And that's a mouthful. And the reason that that's so important is because 85% of people with disabilities, intellectual disabilities in particular, are unemployed, and it is the largest and most impoverished population on Earth.
That's something that I wasn't even aware of. How does Creative Spirit work? How does it help people? What's the mechanics of it?
Yeah, we have reached out to the far corners of the US, and we're starting to do much more globally to attract young adults and adults who are looking for work. And we do that via social media. We do it through networking. We do it through our relationships. We do it through academia, university, et cetera, and attract those candidates and ask them a little bit about their talents. We coach them. We teach them interview skills. We learn a lot about them. And then we work with our corporate partners, of which we have about 28 today, including the best agencies and companies, client-side companies that you can think of, media partners, et cetera. And we make a match. And we do that match by using our expertise. We have a wonderful HR and training team who not only match the candidates with the positions, but also make recommendations to those companies about the accommodations that might be needed on the part of those candidates. So I think one of the things that's so daunting all the time is people believe, and there is a myth, that the accommodations that people with disabilities need to do their job are just overwhelming. And the truth of the matter is sometimes they're just, I need a 15-minute break every 2 hours, which who doesn't need that, frankly? That's some of the great mechanics. And the last thing I'll just add is we also provide a lifetime coach to that candidate, and that coach or coaches follow them through their employment journey, through hopefully all their promotions and all the managers that they'll have.
You mentioned there about the very sort of poor employment prospects. One of the topics that we've covered a lot on the podcast in the last year or so has been diversity hiring. And we had a conversation about neurodiversity hiring a few weeks ago. So it's a very big topic in the HR industry. What focus do you think employers are currently giving to people with intellectual, developmental, and learning disabilities? Because it sounds like not very much.
Well, I think it really varies. Like everything else, I think that everything in DE&I is somewhat nascent at this stage of the game. Disability has two definitions. You can talk about disability as a medical in the context of a medical model, and you can talk about it in terms of a social model. And I think one of the things that's been helping us help companies do a great job has been to get away from a medical model. So rather than saying, you know, people with autism or people with Williams syndrome or people with Down syndrome need X, we really are looking at the individual and helping them with their individual accommodations that they need to get their jobs done. And I think the companies who onboard that and embrace that are the ones that are doing, you know, the best job, if you want to, you know, judge it a little bit. And the other is most companies are just not as keenly and deeply engaged in the conversation, even for their, you know, let's say neurotypical population, around what is needed to make everybody feel comfortable. If COVID has taught us anything, it's that we all need a little extra TLC these days, and probably are all very challenged in terms of executive functioning and time management and screen fatigue and all those things. And it's funny because a lot of the remedies that people are putting in place and companies are putting in place right now really come out of the disability world.
That makes a lot of sense. And certainly employers are looking at work in perhaps a very different way to the way they were before the pandemic. From the conversations that you have with employers, you sort of got into this a little bit, but it'd be great to sort of dive into it a bit deeper. What are the barriers that they perceive in terms of hiring people with IDDs, and how much of that is just perception?
Yeah. Oh, such a great question. And I actually have a data-filled answer for that. We did a study in December. We wanted to do it right sort of in the smack in the middle of COVID, or toward, you know, whatever you're thinking about, whatever cycle we're in right now. But certainly in the throes of COVID. And the significance of that is we wanted to understand if COVID was slowing down or speeding up employment in general for DE&I initiatives. And we learned that, you know, things had sort of amped up over the summer and have not slowed down since. And as it relates to that, we asked lots and lots of questions about, you know, disability hiring in the context of this amped up DE&I hiring frenzy, let's call it. And we learned that, you know, 80 to 90% of companies are really heavily focused on diversity employment, but only 12% of companies were hiring people with disabilities or were focused on that. And the barriers attached to that were three things. One is companies don't believe there's a pipeline. Two is they don't have the staff and the training internally to really understand the segments. And so, you know, HR departments have been given these enormous goals in terms of diversity hiring, and they have not been given, you know, the support to be able to do that with the kind of expertise they're used to. And then the third thing is, the belief is that if I were to hire somebody with a disability and my other choice was somebody who was neurotypical, let's say, I don't believe that that person with a disability could do as good a job. And so we have since, in the, you know, 3-4 months since, really focused our attention with corporations on myth busting. We, you know, Creative Spirit provides that wonderful pipeline. Number two, we always present very qualified candidates. So everything from, you know, front-end developers to copywriters to HR managers. So we're always presenting really qualified candidates for the position. And then the last thing is we are providing now consulting. We just started a consulting practice where we'll actually go in and train a leadership team on how to hire people with disabilities and what that means to their organization and culture.
Talk us through some of the success stories that you have, where things have really changed.
We have found great success in the companies that have been really systematic about improving their game all the way through. So I'll use two examples, and or maybe three, and three great shout outs too. We started, some of our very early on employers were Voya Financial, who also is a big grant writer for us. They support our coaching program. They have been really focused on helping families in general with people with disabilities in their family structure. And the reason for that is if you don't have someone with a disability earning a fair wage, that person puts a huge financial drain on the family, and in turn creates a multi-generational problem in terms of people being able to live above the poverty line. So Voya has been a great partner. They've supported our coaching. They are actually the presenting sponsor of our fundraiser this year, and they are on a mission to hire people who have disabilities into their call centers, into these jobs where not only does somebody get to earn a fair wage, but there's plenty of upward mobility opportunity. Another success story is how Verizon has handled the hiring of people with disabilities. And we are really on a very smart schedule with them where we meet on a very regular basis, you know, voice to voice, face to face, Zoom to Zoom. And we're presenting candidates and we're going back and forth and we're looking at all kinds of job descriptions across the board and the richness that comes out of that, because we piloted early on with them to understand exactly what we needed to do to accommodate folks. And so in those cases, you know, we have one young man, I love this story, who by, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 months into his job as a developer said, you know, I really wanted to be doing AI coming out of school. And maybe I should like quit and go somewhere. I was seriously, you know, was advocating for himself in a big way. And we coached him to talk to his manager, and he ended up running AI for the HR department and got himself like a 60% raise. So we're clearly teaching our candidates advocacy as well. And then probably the last example I'll use is we also started very early on working with MRM McCann, and I don't even know how many candidates they've hired so far, but not only are they all happy in their jobs, they've all volunteered to be fantastic ambassadors, and they love telling their stories. And they tell their stories in such a way where Chris Smith, who's an HR manager at MRM, talks about the fact that he really had absolutely nothing to do before he got his job at MRM. And today he leads a super productive life. And he is super busy, super engaged, and just couldn't have envisioned a better future for himself. So all these stories are extremely heartening. And you visit our YouTube page, you'll get to see some of them.
I definitely will. And I'll post a link to the YouTube page in the show notes as well. Obviously, lots of recruiters listening, lots of talent acquisition professionals, lots of HR professionals. What would your advice be to them?
I think the journey to intellectual, developmental, and learning disability hiring is not as nuanced as people think. I think it is a matter of being fastidious about hiring any great talent where you're really listening for those individual factors that make somebody successful. They may just be a little bit different for people with disabilities at times. In the same way you might think about somebody with a physical disability, you know, you're thinking about some of those physical things like, you know, elevators and ramps and accessibility. It's really the same across the board on the intellectual side. And I would also say that, you know, a lot of the accommodations that we are putting in place today for our friends with disabilities are super helpful, super motivating, and super energizers for the rest of the talent pool. And when I think about technology and how far it's come and all the facilitators and helpers along the way in terms of tech, a lot of these things are things you can implement across the board. I think the peer culture factor in terms of how happy having a neurodiverse population amidst the organization is, I don't think you can measure it anymore. I know from our own surveys that companies who hire people who are neurodiverse have far more positive cultures.
As a final question, tell us how people can find out more about the Creative Spirit and get involved.
Thank you. Well, first of all, you can go to our website, and it is creativespirit-us.org. And you can click on the employer button and register, or you can send us an email. And email is info@creativespirit-us.org. And our talented HR team, we have a director of talent and we have a director of employer relationships. And either one of them will get back to you. And it's as easy as that. And then we will work with you on a systematic basis to really improve anything that you need to know to improve your diversity hiring and disability hiring. And also, you know, you're helping us get to know the population better. We're doing things all the time for the community. We're doing research all the time. And I think our whole goal is not only to make Creative Spirit a destination for both employers and candidates, but it's also to give back to the community and make sure that we're educating everybody about having great representation among people with disability.
And you've got an event coming up in May?
We do, May 6th. It's our second annual fundraiser. We had a smashing success on our hands last year. We didn't know what to expect because we hadn't done it before. We had a packed room right before COVID lockdown, so you can imagine how nervous we were right after, with 440 people jammed in a room in New York City. But this year, we have plenty of capacity because we're doing it virtually, and it's going to be a fantastic night. We have top chef Adrian Cheatham, who's going to teach us why American cuisine needs a seat at the table. So you get our metaphor here. And also, we're going to have Madison Cayley, who performed on the Grammys. You may have seen her beautiful harpist, who plays pop music and classical and is really giving everybody a refreshed look at what classical music really looks like. So we're going to have a really fun night.
Fantastic stuff. Laurel, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
My thanks to Laurel Rossi. You can subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or via your podcasting app of choice. Please also follow the show on Instagram. You can find us by searching for Recruiting Future. You can search all the past episodes at recruitingfuture.com. On that site, you can also subscribe to the mailing list to get the inside track about everything that's coming up on the show. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.